SCAR's fundraiser, one of St. Albert's sweetest community gathering spots, is the Red Willow Trail System, a long trail flanking the Sturgeon River enjoyed by both humans and their four-legged companions. Second Chance Animal Rescue Society, SCARS, is back hosting its 18th annual Tales on the Trail Fun Day and Pledge Walk. Scheduled for Saturday, July 16 at Lions Park, the walk also hosts a silent auction, puppy yoga, and a pet-friendly beer garden. The 2.5 or 5-kilometer pledge walk along Red Willow Trail starts promptly at 10 a.m. from the SCARS tent. Those who choose to mingle in the park can check out vendors, snacks at the barbecue stand, or enjoy activities and entertainment. The fundraising goal is $30,000. Donations are used for animal rescue, adoption operations, and the spay-neuter return program. To pledge, go online to www.scarscare.ca or email scars@scarscare.ca. First Responders Rodeo. Not only is Calgary's rodeo in full swing, but here in St. Albert, the third annual First Responders Rodeo happens Saturday, July 16 at the Kinsmen Rodeo Grounds. Anywhere from 100 to 150 regional first responders, police, firefighters, and paramedics will test their skills in a dozen events. They range from bull riding, shoot dogging, and wild horse racing, to ladies steer riding, ladies roping, and barrel racing. There is even a mutton busting event for children of first responders. Two events sure to draw laughs are the wild cow milking and cowboy poker. Justin Nunes, director of communications for the rodeo, describes the latter as suited to daredevils. You have a couple of cowboys seated at a table and you let a bull loose. The last man sitting wins. The rodeo also features face painting, clowns, a petting zoo, and 6 food trucks throughout the day, as well as a barn dance at 7 p.m. Nunes said anyone daring to ride a mechanical bull is welcome to try. If you don't want to try the real thing, we have a fake one standing by. All monies raised will go directly to two charities, Zebra Child Protection Center, which provides support for abused children, and Legacy Play Society, a support and family assistance organization for first responders and military personnel. Tickets to the rodeo are $15. Tickets to both the rodeo and barn dance are $20. The last rodeo in 2019 raised $22,000 for the two charities. For information, visit www.firstwatchrodeo.ca. Golf tournament. If you enjoy dropping by the fairway, the Jessica Martel Memorial Foundation Charity Golf Tournament is the event to join. The foundation fundraises to support Jessie's House, a Morinville-based shelter that supports women and children caught in violent situations. This year's honorary guest is Dale Nally, Alberta's Associate Minister of Natural Gas and Electricity. The golf tournament takes place Thursday, August 18 at the Cardiff Golf and Country Club, an 18-hole semi-private club 12 minutes north of St. Albert. Registration takes place at 8:30 p.m. followed by a shotgun start at 10 a.m. A barbecue dinner and silent auction closes the festivities at 3:30 p.m. Single admission is $170.75, or $679.97 for a team of four. Registration is online at www.eventbrite.ca. Cardiff Golf Course is located at Range Road 251, Sturgeon County. Lobsterfest. The second annual CFB Edmonton Base Commanders Lobsterfest is once again selling tickets for the Saturday, August 20 event. The 18-plus event features a steak and maritime lobster dinner paired with generous servings of accompaniments, raffles, and live entertainment by Glasgow Kiss. The dress is casual and festive. Located in the Lamplighter Lounge at 210 Ortona Road, Lancaster Park, the event begins with an open cash bar for cocktails at 5:30 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m., and the dance begins at 7:30 p.m. Single tickets are $70, non-refundable, and a table of six is also available for purchase. Tickets are in person at the MFRC or at https://cfbedmontonlobsterfest2022.eventbrite.ca. Call 780-973-4011 ext. 6300 for more information.